I'm happy to have a chance to be here this morning.
很高兴又能够今天早上来到这里。
Today's message is about faith and expectations.
今天的信息是关于信心和期望。
Can anyone live without some kind of expectation?
他没有任何期望而生活呢？
Can we live without hope?
有没有人能够没有任何的盼望能够存活呢？
Would my life be worth living if I have no expectations and no hope?
如果我们的一个生命里面是没有任何的期望，没有任何的生存的意义的话，我们仍然还有活下去的勇气呢？
But wait, before I talk about faith, let me ask you to think about this question.
在我来谈论信心之前，我愿意问大家这样一个问题。
Okay. How do we get God's approval?
我们怎么样才能讨神的喜悦？
By being more good and less bad?
是我们能变得好一点而好多一点坏少一点呢？
That's bad English, but you know the answer is no.
我们知道这英文的表述不是太准确，但是我们知道这样的答案是不对的。
By keeping the Ten Commandments faithfully?
我们是不是如果我们能够忠实的来守着十诫，我们就能够得神的认可呢？
No.
也不是。
By promising God that we will try to be perfect,
如果我们愿意答应神，我们要作为一个完全的人，是不是也能够得神的喜悦呢？
By being religious, by going to church every Sunday,
是不是我们每天每个主日来教会，成为一个有宗教的人，是不是就能够得神的认可呢？
Can you remember the one verse in the Bible that says there's only one way to get God's approval?
我们大家是不是仍然记得圣经里有一节是？只有唯一的一个方法能够得神喜悦的这些经节呢？
That you and I, there's only one way to please God.
我们都知道根据这些经节就只有一个方式才能够得神的喜悦。
It is in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
这些经节就是在希伯来书的第16章第6节。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人若没有信就不能得神的喜悦。
It doesn't say it will be difficult to please God. It says it will be impossible to please God.
这并不是说没有信就很难得神的喜悦，而是说没有信就根本不可能得神的喜悦。
How do you and I stretch and grow our faith?
那么下面问题就是我们怎么样能够在信心里才能够成长？
The other question is, how do we expect great things from God every day?
另外一个角度就是说我们怎样才能够期望在我每日的生活里面神有成就大的事情？
And the Bible tells us that faith comes from hearing the word of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们的信是从听神的话而来的。
So the more I know God and more I hear His word, the more my faith will grow.
我们更多的听神的话，更多的认识神，我们也就能更多的在神的里面有信心的成长。
Don't think about it as I'm looking for faith and I'll find faith. You will never find faith.
信心并不是什么我们出去找好像我们就能够找得到的，如果我们这样子出去像寻找某样东西这样子来找信心的话，我们是找不到的。
Only when God reveals to me that he is good will my faith grow.
只有当神向我们启示他是那真实良善的神的时候，我们对神的信心才会增长。
So faith and expectations really go together.
信心和我们对神的期望是在一起的两件事情。
My expectations will be greatIf I have faith.
如果我对神有信心的话，我对神的期望就会大。
Look at this wonderful verse in Matthew.
马太福音有这样的话。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 29 says, According to your faith will it be done to you. According to your faith.
马太福音9章29节说，照着你们的信给你们成全了吧。是照着你们的信。
Jesus is talking to the blind man he's about to heal.
他是对着那一个眼睛瞎的人，他准备要医治他的时候，他是对这个人是说的。
In other words, I think we have a choice how much God blesses me and you.
那就按照主耶稣讲的这句话，就是说我们有一个选择，是能够来选择神对我们的祝福到底是多还是少，这决定于我们自己。
Because it says according to your faith.
因为主耶稣这里的话对那个瞎子是这样说的，是照着你的信。
So we have a choice how much God blesses us.
所以我们就有这一个责任，有一个选择，是神怎样来祝福我们。
What this verse says is, if you have a little faith, then a little bit will be done in your life.
如果我们的信心的小，神在我们身上能够成就的也小。
If you have a lot of faith, then a lot can be done in your life.
如果我们对神的信心大，那么神就能够在我们身上成就大的事。
But I'm not preaching what they call prosperity gospel.
但请注意，我所讲的并不是说世人所认为那样成功神学。
I'm not saying if I believe with all my heart, then God will give me maybe a house that looks like this.
我并不是说如果我用我全心来真的相信神的话，那么神就会给我一个如此这样大这样大的一个大房子。
And every day I open the window, I look at this view.
也不是，好像是我信心足够大的话，神就给我一个有很好有 view 的一个房子。
That's not what I'm talking about.
这个并不是说我，这并不是我要说的。
I'm talking about what the Bible says in Hebrews 11.
在同样在圣经希伯来书十一章里头，圣经这样讲。
Faith assures us of things we expect.
就是信是所望之事的实底。
So is expectation just positive thinking?
所以我们所望的知识，所望这个事情，是不是就只是那些正向的思维呢？
Positive thinking is good, but it is not faith.
我们正向思维是好的，但这个并不是信心。
For example, you could be stuck out in the middle of a snowstorm and you can think very positive, but you are still going to freeze.
比如说，我们在这个大风雪里面，我们被困在那里了。我们可以想这些一切正向的事情，但是我们这些想法并不能够解决我们的困境，因为我们仍然还是在这个大风雪困住了。
When I'm cold, all the positive thinking won't warm me up, no matter what.
我当我身上感觉寒冷的时候，无论我再怎么样想那些美好的事情，我身上仍然还是寒冷的。
I'm not talking about wishful thinking.
我这里说的也不是那一些是我所盼望的一些事情。
Because it is nonsense to hope that life will have no problems.
因为如果我们只盼望我们一生里头都会平平安安的话，这是真的一点意义都没有。
Because very few things in your life and my life go exactly the way we want.
因为生活里面几乎没有一个什么样的事情是能够按照我们的意愿这样子去行的。
So expecting the best is having the confidence that God is in control and that He is good.
所以我们按照信心来，我们期望最好的事情的话，就是我们把我们的信心放在神的身上，我们晓得在一切的事上，神都有他的掌管。
This week something happened to me that if I don't believe that God is good, I will not even be here today.
这个礼拜就在我身上发生，在我周围发生了一件事情，就是如果我没有对神的信心的话，我今天都不会站在这里。
But I am not worried because I know that God is in control and God is good.
这样的事情发生在我身上，但是我仍然还没有顾虑，因为我知道在这一切的事上，神都有他的掌管。
There is something very important to me in my life now.
在我生命当中，现在有一件很重要的事情。
Because 10 years ago, I started a graduate program.
十年以前，我开始读这个graduate 的学位。
And at the end of this year is 10 years. If I don't graduate, I will never graduate.
Okay. 今年应该是我这个研究所要读完的这一年。如果我今年不能够毕业的话，那么也许我这辈子就不可能读完了。
So my major professor sent me an email on Thursday and say, you have to register by Friday in order to graduate by the end of this year.
所以我的指导老师就给我写了一个 email, 他就说我礼拜五我一定要来注册，否则的话我今年就不可能毕业。
But I say I have no more classes. I took all my classes already.
但是我就回答我的教授就说，我所有的课我都该上的我都上完了。
He says in order to defend your dissertation, you must take at least one class. Doesn't matter what, just take one class.
所以我的教授说，为了保证你仍然要拿到学位的话，你至少仍然再上一门课，不管什么课。
I went online and then they said I am no longer a student because I've been active for more than 6 years.
我就去上网去看这个网上的我的记录，就告诉我们我已经不再是一个注册的一个学生，因为我有六年都没有参加他的课。
They want my GREs, they all my grades, everything. I have to reapply for admission again.
他要求我以前上学的那些好久好久以前那些成绩，好像我要重新再申请一下一个新的学生注册一样才行。
So I make phone calls and phone calls and phone calls the whole day on Thursday.
所以整个这个礼拜四，我一天都是在那里给这个打电话，给那个打电话，要了解这个事情到底怎么回事情。
And I didn't sleep the whole Thursday night until Friday afternoon. I was making phone calls.
礼拜四的晚上也这一晚上也没有睡好，一直到礼拜五的下午打电话。
Not only 没有睡好 ，I didn't even go to bed.
也不是说单单没睡好的问题，是连床都没有碰。
But I have peace and confidence that God will figure out something for me.
但是我里面有一个确据，就是知道神会在这一切事情上，神会有一个意思。
Because too many miracles have happened in my life, I believe God is in control and God is good.
因为在我个人的一生经历里面，已经有我经历过神许多许多这样的神迹奇事，所以我知道神在一切的事情上是他在掌管。
Since by about noon time on Friday, my head was like this, almost falling into the computer. I went to bed.
Okay, 所以到礼拜五中午的时候，我实在是那支撑不住了，我差不多决定我要去睡觉。
4 hours later, I get up. There's an email in my inbox.
四个小时以后，我就在我的这个信箱电子邮件信箱里面收到这样一份邮件。
And it says you have 2 hours left to register if you want to make it in this semester.
那上面说你还是要剩两个小时了，你要注册，如果你要在这个学期里注册的话。
So my department chairman, the graduate school dean, whole bunch of people at admissions all worked to get me readmitted again in one day.
所有这些系主任们，这些研究所的所长们，这些他们都在为着我在那努力，希望我能够把今年能够注册上。
You know how when you make phone calls, you always get people to say it's not my job, you got to talk to somebody else.
我们大家都有这样的经历，当我们打电话问什么事情的时候，常常得到答复是说，哎，对不起，这个事情根本不是我的事，你要问张三或李四。
You talk to A, they say go talk to B. When you talk to B, they says you got to ask A. Always.
你去打电话，他会说你要这个问张三，你问张三，张三会说这个事情要问李四，再问李四，他回答还是张三的事情。
But I was so happy. 2 hours left. I went online to register.
但是我实在是高兴，我这次的经历是当两个小时之内我再去注册的时候，这个事情就成了。
But I have no password, I cannot get into the website.
他说我可以去注册，但是我却没有那个注册的这些上网的这些需要的，比如说这些 password 这些东西。
Who gives you password? IT, information technology.
我们都知道要给一个人上网注册的话，他只有 IT 部门才会给你发这个 password.
IT closes every Friday by 3 p.m. I already missed it.
按照那个学校的规矩是下午IT 部门下午礼拜五下午三点一定是下班的，我已经过了那个时间。
Doesn't this happen to you in life? You think you almost solved the problem, you are so close yet so far.
也许我们当中有人有这样的经历，就是我们这样的努力好像是马上就要达到了，但是就差那一点点。
By that time it was time to go to church to fellowship.
已经很晚了，我差不多要离开，要去教会参加团体聚会。
And then I had another surprise, a good surprise.
这时候我又收到一个意外，是一个好的意外。
Brother Paul told me he wants to invite me to come and speak today.
同弟兄告诉我，他说这个要来的这个周末就是今天，也要王牧师来讲道。
But this weekend was very busy because we are calling a youth pastor full time to our church.
但我们在我们教会这个周末确实是非常忙的，因为我们有这个青年牧师要来。
So I was in 2 meetings on Saturday last from 9:30 to 3:30 p.m.
所以整个礼拜六一天我都在开会，从早上九点一直开到下午。
But I want to tell you because I know God is good, God is in control. I didn't even think about my school when I was in church.
我实在是感谢神，因为我知道神在掌管着一切事情，所以在我开会所有这些事里头，我想都没想到我这个学位的一个事情。
And then the church family, because they had to take their daughter to college, wanted me to stay over with the son in the house because he was alone.
但我们教会里有一个会员，因为他们要带他们的孩子去看他们所在的那个大学，所以他家里就有一个儿子留在家里面。
So I was not ready to come this morning. I didn't have a chance to call my school. I didn't talk to Brother Lu Wei until this morning what I was going to speak.
所以我整个这个周末一点时间都没有，也都没办法跟这些应该联系的人联系。
But you see, God is good and God is wonderful.
但是我仍然知道神是良善的，神是好的。
Because the songs we sang this morning, the Bible verses we read, the song that Mrs. Pong sang, all talks about being close to God and trusting in Him.
因为我们所读的经节，我们所唱的诗歌，所分享的这一切，都是在讲我们要与神亲近，与神接近神，靠近神。
I don't know if I will graduate. If I don't, my mother will be very upset with me.
我知道如果我要是真的不能够拿到这个学位的话，我的老妈肯定会生气的。
And then my wife too.
我想我太太也不高兴。
You don't want two important women in your life to be mad at you.
你实在是不希望你生命里的最重要的这两个女人都实在是对你生气。
But I really mean it. I'm not worried. God will figure something out. Either he wants me to graduate or he doesn't. I trust him.
但是我实实在在晓得神在这一切事情上他都会有他的旨意，无论他让我毕业或者是不让我毕业都行。
Because this verse in Psalms also tells us that the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you.
因为诗篇里有这样的话说，我要教导你，指示你当行的路，我要定睛在你身上劝诫你。
I want to tell you, I'm not always full of faith. I'm just like you. Many times I'm afraid, I'm worried.
我跟大家讲实话，我跟大家在座的人是一样的，我并不是常常充满信心的，我也常常会有疑惑，有恐惧。
But I think God allowed that to happen to me this week so I can come here and share with you that even in the most frightening, worrying times, you don't have to be afraid.
但我相信神让这样事情临到我是使今天我可以跟大家分享这样一个经历，就是我们最不希望的、最害怕的事情临到我们的时候，我们仍然可以依靠神。
Look at what this verse says. It says the best pathway for your life, not anybody's life, your life, individual life.
我们来看这些境界，他说要指示你当行的最好的路，这里是说你当行的最好的路。
God is a personal God.
神是我们每一个人个人的神。
Why should we expect the best in life from God?
为什么我们能期望神在我们人生里的事情最好的事情？
So many things go wrong all the time.
我们人生里面有各种各样的这样的难处或者是不好的事情，我们认为。
Think about David and Goliath.
比如说像大卫在打哥利亚的面前，在他打哥利亚的仗这场面前的时候。
Goliath was more than 9 feet tall.
我们知道哥利亚差不多要有9尺高。
Expecting the best from God says something about my heart and what I think about God.
因为大卫对神有这样的一个期望，所以是他心里面对神是一个是完全的。
So the highest compliment we can give to God is what we think about Him.
我们能够对神最大的称赞，就是我们心里面能够常常的思念他。
So number one, I want to tell you, when we expect the best, it honors God.
当我们希望神在我们生命中成就了最美的事情的时候，就是我们对神的一个敬畏。
If you expect God to do so-so or second, third best, it doesn't honor God. You got to expect Him to give you the best.
如果我们只是期望神在我们身上成就只是一般的一个事情的时候，我们对神仍然还不够尊重。
Beginning of this year, I was supposed to go to Phoenix to speak in a family conference.
今年年初的时候，我应该去凤凰城那里，在一个家庭聚会，关于这个家庭辅导的方面要进行这个讲。
It was planned 3 years ago.
这是三年以前就已经都计划好的。
A few days before I left, I got very dizzy, get out of bed.
前几天我就觉得非常的痛，就起不来床。
And then something helped me not to worry.
但是有一件事情使得帮助我，使我一点都不为这个事情来烦恼。
At first I thought, what happens if I don't go?
首先我想到，如果这个我的这个突然的生病使我不能够去，那会怎么样？
And I'm telling you, I don't always have this much faith, but that time I said, God will figure something out.
我要跟大家讲，我并不是常常都有这样的信心的，但是在这一次，我里面却知道，神他会有他的安排。
If I cannot go, God will find another speaker. I'm not the best speaker.
如果我不能去的话，神会找一个讲员，因为本身我也知道我并不是一个什么特别好的讲员。
If they can't find someone to play games for 3 days, God will figure something out.
就是他们找不到别的讲员替代讲员的话，神也会有他的安排为那三天的聚会。
Because of that, I calmed down, I got better, I got on the plane, I spoke for 3 days to 400-500 people for 8 sessions.
所以因着有这样的信心，所以我能够从床上起来，能够飞到凤凰城那里，用了3天的时间跟400-500人我们连着讲了8堂。
Whenever I stood there to talk, I wasn't dizzy. Whenever I walked, I was dizzy.
只要我站在讲台上讲的时候，完了下台的时候，马上就要开始头晕了。
And of course, in a church like Phoenix with 500-600 people, there were several doctors. They all come and look at me. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with me.
当然，在那有500-600人大教会里面有很多是医生，这些医生们他们就来，他们看了我，但是他们找不到，不能够知道我到底是个什么样的病。
I want to share with you what William Carey said.
我愿意跟大家分享有一句话是 William Carey 这个人所讲的。
One of the most respected missionaries that ever lived.
他是曾经有过的一个最受人尊重的一个宣教士。
Expect great things from God, attempt great things for God.
他说，期望神会成就一个最大的、最好、最美好的事情，并且，但是我们也要努力尽为神做我们努力为神尽我们最大的努力。
My wife hates it when I say this.
我太太不高兴我讲这样的话。
I am not always full of faith. Don't always expect great things from God. I seldom attempt great things for God.
我更加是很少很少来尽力为神做事情。
The other day I was preaching in my own church.
有一次我在我们自己教会里讲道。
My Chinese is not so good.
我知道我的中文是没有那样好。
But I had this feeling, I thought, the older I get, the more easily I cry when I go to church.
但是我有这样的感觉，当我年纪增长的时候，我越到教会里讲的时候，我越常常容易被感动。
When I listen to the songs, when I read the Bible, I'm touched in my heart.
当我听到这个大家唱诗的时候，或者是听到这个别人祷告的时候，我里面常常容易被感动。
So I said in Chinese.
所以我在那次讲到的时候，我就用中文讲。
我越老越被感动。
The older the
老我越犯堕罪。
Because I realized I was more sinner.
Actually, what I was trying to say is, the older I am.The more my sin accumulated, so I have more sin. Not that the older I get, I sin more.
因为我想说的是，当我年纪越长，我就越意识到我过去积累的罪是越来越多，并不是说我年纪越长，我犯的罪越多。
So my wife said, "How can you say that you're in this church and the older you get?"
我太太实在是不能理解，她说你是这个，你怎么能在台上讲？你好像时间年纪越长，你结果其实教会里面犯的这个罪越多的人。
Something's wrong with you.
是不是你一定是有什么事情不对的
？But you know what I mean, really. If you know God more, the longer you live, you look back, you've sinned a lot.
但是事实是这样，当我们越认识神，我们。解就越认识自己，我们回头看自己的话，就知道我们实在是亏欠神。这样想的时候，神就一定是在我们心里面就容易感动我们。
And you learn to expect great things from God, and you learn to attempt great things for God.
所以，因着我们有这样的信心的话，我们就会期望神在我们身上成就了大事，我们也就愿意来为神做大事。
I really believe that by tomorrow, when I call my school, something will be solved. God will work it out.
我相信明天当我给我教会打电话的时候
Just don't give up on God.
不管怎么说就是不要对神失去信心
Don't trust your own faith. You never have enough faith.
不要依赖我们自己的信因为我们自己的信总是不足的
God gives you the faith.
因为信是从神来的
Because there's a great verse in the Bible.
因为圣经里面有这样的话是说
A man said to Jesus, I do believeHelp my.
这里有这样话说，我信不足，求主帮助。
So don't you believe we can believe and not believe at the same time? We are very messed up people.
我们实在是一个不成器的人，我们可以在信和不信的同时都是这样。
But God is in control. God is good.
但是神在一切事情都在掌管，神是良善的神。
David, when he went out to face Goliath, said.
当大卫王他年轻的时候跟哥利亚打仗的时候他出去迎战哥利亚他是这样
This day the Lord will hand war will know that there is a God in Israel
今日耶和华必将你交在我手里我必杀你斩你的头使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神
So I thought the principle is when you and I expect the best from God it actually increases my ability
所以我的想法就是当我们知道希望神在我们身上成就大事的时候，那么这样子的一个想法，就是也在我们的做。
The Bibles they are very funny.
对，有的时候当我们读这些带解释的圣经的时候，是挺有意思的。
Because in the children's Bible there was this story about David and Goliath. They said he is too big for you to defeat.
因为圣经在儿童版的圣经里面有这样的这个讲法，是说对这个大卫王是说这个哥利亚是太大，他对你来讲他实在是太大，你不能够对付。
But then in the cartoon, David says he is too for me to miss.
但是在那个插图里面，他就有大卫自己的一句话说，对，因为他很大，所以我石头丢下一定打得中他。
More and more, my faith helps me to change my attitude.
当我们在神面前的信心越来越增长的时候，我们对神的态度也就会越来越改变。
He can do the same for you.
神也就会在我们身上会也做同样的改变。
He will do the same for you if you ask him.
而且神必要在我们身上做这样的改变。
You know that took five smooth
块石头要来打这个哥利亚。
Why five stones?
为什么他捡五块石头？
Was he afraid that the first stone won't kill him? He's going to try number two, number three, number four, number five.
是不是大卫认为也许第一块石头打不死他的话，那么就要用第二块、第三块，一直到把五块石头都用完。
If you know your Bible well, Goliath had four brothers.
但如果我们对圣经熟悉的话，我们就知道哥利亚他有四个兄，他还另外有四个兄弟。
It doesn't say in the story about David and Goliath, but some brothers.
对，但并不是在行，而是在其他的圣经里面记载这样的，哥利亚是有四，另外有四个兄弟。
So it is possible that because David has such strong faith, he says, if I strike down Goliath and the four brothers come out, I got four more stones, I'll kill them each with one shot.
所以我们相信大卫的信心是这样子的，因为他知道这个，如果他一块石头 打死哥利亚之后，哥利亚的另外四个兄弟也起来能够对付那另外四个兄弟。
Tell you this, wouldn't it be great if we could have faith every day?
所以我在想，如果我们每天都能够经历这样大的信心的时候，是不是一件非常美好的事？
Because number three, when we expect good things from God, it encourages people around us too.
因为当我们期望神在我们身上，神成就大事的时候，我们这样的期望就也会影响我们周围的人。
We face giants ourselves.
因为我们常常是巨人，是一个经济的巨人，是关于我们的财政。
Maybe it's a medical giant, it's about our health.
也许是一个医务上的这个巨人，关于我们个人的健康。
Maybe it's a career giant. I'm worried about my job.
也许是我们职业上的一个巨人，也许更对我们就业问题有影响。
So let's look at four things that David did that made him such a strong and faithful man.
那到底大卫是怎样成为这么一个大有信心的人？
He tuned into God every morning.
首先，他每天早上他的心都是朝向神。
In other words, he might have said.He might have said, "I believe, help my unbelief."
就是像他是像这个圣经里面记载的，就是说我信不足，主求你帮助。
Psalm chapter 5 verse 3, written by David, says, "In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request, but then do what? Wait, attention."
耶和华，诗篇第五章，耶和华，早你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意。必让你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
Rick Warren, one of my favorite pastors, says God never wastes your pain.
Rick Warren 是一个我很喜欢的一个牧师，他曾经这样说过：神从来不会浪费我们所经历的一切苦难。
If you have pain, God can use it to help other people.
如果我们经历苦，神要用它来使我们有所帮助。
I heard the prayer of our sister just now, even though I don't know who, about loving the world again and having life. That's what God can do for you.
Yeah. 我刚才听到我们的姊妹的祷告，尽管我对姊妹还不太认识，但是我知道这样的一个祷告是蒙神喜悦的。
That is what God wants.
这就是神所要的。
He makes everything new if you give him a chance.
如果我们给神机会的话，神是何为打开我们的眼睛，让我们知道周遭的一切都是新的。
So God lets something, those things happen on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, so he can come here today and tell you, expect great things from God.
神是使周围这些事情发生在我们的身上，但是神愿意我们能够透过这些事情，使我们对神的期望能够增大。
Why can I expect good things from God? Because Jesus himself said, Holy Father, keep them safe by the power of your name.
为什么我们要对神有这样的，要每天早上把心来说有这样的话说，父啊，我的名保守他们。
That is faith.
这个就是耶稣所说的信。
Believing that his prayer to God and God will hear.
因为如果我们信主耶稣的祷告的话，那么我们就知道这些祷告是对我们有益的。
Here it says them, that means the disciples.
因为这里是说，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，这些他们就是指主耶稣的那些门徒。
But nine verses for me and for you.
但是在这个约翰福音九节经节之后，主耶稣又有这样的话，他说，
I am not praying only for them, I'm also praying for those, that's me, that's you, who will believe me through their message. We believe God's message because the disciples were faithful.
他说我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，这些因他们的话信我的人也就包括你包括我。
If we cannot have faith,
如果我们不能够有信心的话，那么主耶稣是为你为我祷告的时候，那么我们怎么才能够有信心？
We have a real reason to expect the best from God.
所以因着主耶稣的这样的一个祷告，我们就有那真实的依据，我们能够来依靠神，来信靠神，期望神在我们身上成就大事。
The Son is praying to the Father for us.
因为神的儿子是向天父祷告，是为着你，为着我。
Sometimes the Catholic, if Jesus is too busy, will ask.
有些人会认为是说，这个如果耶稣太忙的话，那么我们最好去求耶稣他妈妈来替我们祷告。
Mary's great. I don't want Mary to pray for me.
玛利亚实在是一个很伟大的妇女，但是我仍然不希望玛利亚替我祷告。
It's the Son of God that's praying for me.
我宁然宁愿是神的儿子来为我祷告。
And so in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14, therefore since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son, firmly to the faith.
所以希伯来书4章14节这样说，我们既然有一位已经深入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
To the Jews, the great high priest is a very important person.
对于犹太人来讲，这个有尊荣的这个大祭司是一个非常重要的人物。
Because once a year, the great high priest goes into the Holy of Holies to pray for the entire nation of Israel.
因为一年只有一次，这个大祭司是进入那至圣所，是为了全犹
太人。That's why we need to know Jesus is my and your great.
所以我们要晓得耶稣基督是那你和我的那个有尊荣的唯一的大祭司。
It is the priesthood of Jesus that offers us all the resources we need.
是因为耶稣他的祭司的职任，他完成了我们所要献的一切的祭。
Please, if you're a parent, listen to me.
所以如果我们人为人父母，我们要晓得这句话。下面。
I was a bad son, but my mother prayed.
糟糕的儿子，但是在那一段时间里面，我的妈妈一直为我祷告有二十年之久。
I told you this awful story before, so you probably didn't forget. It's an awful story. My father came to see me. I wouldn't let him come to my house.
我跟大家讲过这样的事情，也许大家仍然记得，就是我父亲曾经来看我的时候，我甚至都不愿意让我父亲，我不愿意让我父亲进我的家。
But Jesus changed me.
但是是耶稣在我身上做了改变。
I'm here because God is.
我在这里是因为耶稣，是因为神是那良善的神，神是那掌管一切的神。
Fathers and mothers.Never give up. Expect great things for your children.
我们为人父母的，我们千万不要放弃，要期望神在我们子女身上会成就大事。
Young people, you want that girl to be your wife, you want that guy to be your husband, and you don't get him or her, don't worry about it.
我们年轻人，我们看中了哪一个男孩子或女孩子的时候，我们现在不要灰心。
Better.
因为要晓得。
But the one you have is that's the one God wants you to have. Then you don't look for someone better.
但我们也要晓得，我们已经有的，那一定是对我们最好的。
Think about God's promises. That's what David did.
因为神的应许是这样，他是把最好的给我们，就是像大卫对神有这样的一个信心。
David said, "Though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly."
在诗篇119节有这样的话说：恶人等待我，要灭绝我。我却要揣摩你的法度，我要静静的来揣摩你的法度。
Later part of David's life, he was under constant threat of being assassinated.
在大卫的生命的后面呢，这晚年的时候，他是常常在那个要被暗杀的阴影的里面。
So I like the word quiet because quiet means he meditates on God's word and he is totally.
我很喜欢这里的诗篇里这句揣摩，因为在那个安静的里面，他在神的面前安息来思想神的话。
Think about things God did for you in the past.
我们要常常来思念神在过去对我们所施的恩典。
I think about the things God did for me, and that's how I can grow a little bit at a time in my faith.
当我每一次这样来思想神在我身上的恩典的时候，我在神身上的信心就有一点点的增长。
Because this verse is a very important verse. Without faith, it is impossible.
因为我们大家都晓得神得神的喜。
And the second part is beautiful because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
然后下面接圣经接着说，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，并且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
It's not the kind of faith that says, "If you exist, God help me. If you don't, too bad for me."
这样圣人所认为的神啊，如果你是存在的话，请你帮助我。如果你要是不帮助我，你就不存在。
That is not the way to have faith in God.
这样的一个想法根本就不是对神的信心。
Trust in God even when things look bad.
因为信靠神就是当我们周围经历是不好的时候，我们仍然对神有这样一个依赖，相信他会有一个最好的旨意。
Because David trusted in God, he got discouraged. Don't be upset. Expect God to act. For I know that I shall have plenty of reason to praise Him for all the things what that He will do. He hasn't done yet, but will do.
大卫是一个完全信靠神的人，所以他有这样的诗篇42篇，说：我的心呐、啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣。
In English, it's very clear. that he will. That means in the future, before it happens, God.
在英文里面是很清楚，是说他将要。但是中文这里讲的不是太清楚，但是仍然这个意思是说，在我周围周遭环境不好的时候，我已经晓得神将要，神还要他来要成就，要来帮助我。
So trust in God's love even when things look pretty bad.
所以就是在我们周遭的事情看上去不好的时候，我们仍然要把信心投靠在神的身上。
We rarely ever understand why God allows bad things to happen to us.
明白神为什么许可这些我们认为不好的事情发生在我们身上，但神仍然是这样许可了。
And we always want to say why, want to ask God to explain, but what's the point? It's already happened.
我们常常会来求问神说为什么这样的事情发生在我们身上，但这个问题已经没有什么意义，因为已经发生的是已经发生的事情了。
Like my wife says, why didn't you find out early you have to register?
就会问我说你为啥要来礼拜五要来注册呢？
I have no answer, I'm old, I forgot.
我不晓得怎样来回答我太太这个问题，因为我想我大概上了年纪了，我把这个事情忘得光光。
I thought once you're a student, you can register anytime. How do I know? They say you have to re-admit it.
所以我想如果一旦你是注册了以后了，你就已经是学生了，你 不需要来重新再注册。
But I really trust that God will out for me.
但是我相信他会做他的主。
And if I don't get the degree, not a big deal.
如果就是我拿不到学位的话也无所谓。
I won't be able to face my mother, but still not a big deal.
我想我会很难面对我母亲的期望，但是也只好这样了。
Maybe God will pay me back and give me that house instead. I'm just kidding.
神一定会在其他的方面他对我有奖赏的。
Expectation is very important.
我们期望神会在我们身上成就美
好。Whether it's good or bad depends on our attitude towards God.
我们对神的期望实在是取决于我们对神的心态。
You heard about this funny story that these parents, they are a little bit very, not very normal, these parents.
我们也许听过这样的故事，就是我们有这样的父母，好像是不是太一般的父母。
They had two boys.
有一个家，他有这样的两个孩子。
One was a pessimist and one was an optimist.
这两个孩子是两个极端。
Because they played a trick on the kids.
所以在圣诞节的时候，这个父母就给孩子开了一个小的玩笑。
To the pessimist, they gave a brand new shiny bike.
对这个悲观的儿子，他就给了他一个全新的一个自行车。
And the pessimist says, a bike at Christmas in the winter, you want me to slip and kill myself in the ice?
这个悲观的儿子就说了，你给我一个自行车。
Why did you give me this lousy bike?
但你们这个时候你给我一个自行车。
To the optimist, they gave him a big bag of straw.
但是对于那个乐观的那个儿子，他就给了他就是一袋干草。
He opened the bag, he saw the straw.
这个乐观的儿子一打开这个口袋，你看里头什么都没，就是一袋稻草。
Suddenly he drops the bag, he runs out into the backyard.
然后这个儿子突然就把这个口袋就扔下，然后就开开门冲到后院要去找。
He looked out in the snow. He's running around in the backyard.
他就看这个。
And the parents said, "Come back in. What are you looking for?"
然后这个父母就说："你回来，你在后院来院那里找什么东西？"
He says, "When I got this bag of straw, I thought there must be a horse somewhere."
这个儿子就说了："说这个你给我了个干草，你一定会已经给了我了个马，我要去外头去找那小马。
Please tell me where you're hiding the horse."
所以你要告诉我，你把你给我那个马藏在什么地方了？
Our expectation should be based on what is worthy. He's not playing tricks with us.
所以期望我们应该晓得，神不会对我们开玩笑的。神是要把他认为最好的东西赏赐给我们。
So my last point today is talk to other believers if you want to grow in faith.
所以我最后一点就是要讲的，我们要和其他的人来进行交流。如果我们希望我们对神的信心能够增长的话
，talk to someone who really trusts God.
我们要和那些敬畏。
Because this is what David did also.
因为圣经里面有这样的话告诉我们。
He says, "I'm a friend and companion of all who fear you, of those committed to living by your rules." That's a good Christian.
他说："凡敬畏你、守你训词的人，我都与他作伴。
"Those who are committed to believing in God.
对于那些敬畏神、守神训词的人，他说："我都与他们作伴。
God doesn't say you cannot have non-Christian friends.
神并不是说我们不能够有非基督徒来的人做我们的朋友。
Because how do you become salt and light?
我们只和基督徒为王呢。
But it's not your non-Christian friends that will help you grow. It's your Christian friends that will help you grow.
对，但是我们 非基督徒的朋友并不能够帮助我们在神信靠神的信心下面增长，只是那些基督徒的朋友才会帮助我们在信心上增长。
When you are weak, talk to the right people.
当我们信心软弱的时候，我们要和合适的人、适当的人来沟通。
Let me two babies in a mother's stomach.
下面再讲 这也可能大家会觉得怪怪的一个事情，就是一个母亲她肚子里面有两个孩子。
In the womb, these two children are talking to each other's imagination.
我们就假设了，在母亲的肚子里面，这两个孩子在那里互相对话。
The sister said to the brother in the womb, I believe there is a life after birth.
那个姐姐就对弟弟就对这个弟弟就说了，我们出生以后会有。
About life after death, they're worried about life after birth.
我们作为基督徒的话，我们是在想我们死后的 是一个什么样的状况，但是在母亲肚子里面这两个娃娃，他们是在讲他们出生以后会的是一个什么样的状况。
And the brother said, no, this is all there is.
这个弟弟说不可能了啦，现在的状况就是这我们这一辈子就是这样了。
It's very dark in here, but pretty cozy.
他说尽管这里好像黑黑的，但是这里好像还
We don't have to do anything.
我们只要有这个期待的，就我们就可以有一切的养分。
But the girl is positive, says there must be something more than this dark place.
当然这个姐姐就会说一定是有要比我们现在的东西要有比我们现在所能够经历的还更好的东西。
There must be a place with light and there's freedom we can move around.
那一定会有更明亮的地方，有我们可以自由的来移动来移动去的。
But she could.
但是这个姐姐无论怎样讲她的弟弟。
So after a few days of silence, the girl spoke up again.
但是经过了几天的这个沉默之后，这个姐姐又重新就挑起这个话题。
I have something else to say, and I'm afraid you won't believe either.
她说我仍然要说，但尽管我知道你可能根本不信。
I think there is a mother.
她说我相信有一个妈妈在外面。
The brother got really mad.
这个弟弟实在是生气，她说这个
What are you talking about a mother? What's a mother?
她说这个妈妈到底是个怎么回事？这里怎么会有妈妈？
I've never seen a mother and neither have you. What are you talking about?
都我没见过，藏在你脑子里。
This place is all we got.
这就是我们这一辈子就这样子了。
Why do you always want more?
为什么你总是会想这些奇奇怪怪的东西？
This is not such a bad place.
这个地方已经对我来讲已经是够好的了。
We have everything we need. Be happy.
我们所要的东西这里都有了，就高高兴兴的吧。
The sister was afraid and didn't talk for a few more days.
这个姐姐是这个又想，所以她又说
Don't you feel those squeezes once in a while?
你是不是觉得我们常常会受这些挤压？
They're very unpleasant, sometimes even painful.
这个挤压有的时候会不舒服，甚至会觉得有一点难，还难受。
The brother says, so what are you talking about now?
所以这个弟弟就说，哎呀，又是什么事情啊？
What's so special about those squeezes?
哎，这些挤的了。
Well, I think those squeezes.
我想这些挤压会是要使我们预备好。
For another place.
是我们因为有一个另外一个地方在等待着我们。
Much more beautiful than this.
一定会比现在这个地方更美好的。
Where we will see our mother face to face.
那么我们那个时候我们就会面对面见我的妈妈。
Don't you think that's exciting?
你是不是觉得那更美好呢？
The brother never answered her again.
这个弟弟从来不讲话，直到他们出生。
Who do you talk to?
出生的时候，你会跟这两个孩子哪一个你愿意跟他们讲话？
You talk to the one who has faith.
你愿意跟这一个有信心的人讲。
The Bible says faith comes from hearing, but not hearing nonsense, hearing God's word.
圣经里是说，信是从听到来的，但这个听并不是说听这些奇奇怪怪的话，而是说听神的话，从圣经来。
So how about important
经节
First follow me in English and then follow Brother Wei Lu in Chinese.
我们先来读英文，然后再来读中文。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
希伯来书十一章第六节，人非有信，就因为到神面前必须信有神。且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
God bless us because we are His children.
神祝福我们，因为我们是他的子民。
Amen.